In the aftermath of the climactic events at the end of Parshas Balak, where Pinchas kills Cozbi and Zimri, thereby halting the deadly plague, Parshas Pinchas picks up with God's immediate reaction and declaration in the aftermath of those events, where God declares unambiguously his support for Pinchas' actions, the righteousness of those actions, how he has zealously guarded God's honor, he has quelled God's anger, and saved the Jewish people. As a result, the opening psukim of our parsha seem to describe two different gifts, two different rewards that Pinchas merits because of his zealousness. And we will divide today's shir and tomorrow's shir into discussing these two psukim, these two rewards, these two gifts that Pinchas seems to receive as a reward for his zealous righteousness in killing Cozbi and Zimri. The first of those, the one we'll discuss today, is in Pasuk Yud Bet, right at the beginning of the Parsha, where we are told, "Lachein Amor Hinini Nosein Lo as Brisi Shalom." I'm giving the covenant of peace. Now, Rashi, it should be noted, disagrees with pretty much all the other Mefarshim. Rashi does not see this as a separate, independent gift or reward, but rather as a statement that the reward which we will, Emir Tzashem, learn about tomorrow in the next Pasuk, that single gift and reward that Pinchas is getting, it was being given bishalom, it was given with, so to speak, a full heart, that God is giving this with tremendous enthusiasm. And in essence, says Rashi, just like a human being would be very appreciative of someone who did a great favor to him or her, so too Hashem is saying, Pinchas did a great favor for me by killing these people, by halting the plague, by saving the Jewish people, and therefore I feel tremendously grateful to him, and therefore I will be giving this gift to him, this reward, which we'll talk about in the next Pasuk, and in tomorrow's shir, I am doing it bishleimut, with a full heart. But as I mentioned, that's really a minority view. Most Mefarshim do see bris shalom as an independent gift, and of course that begs the question, what is the gift of shalom? Shalom is a notoriously vague and ambiguous and hard to define term. Everyone wants peace, but no one really knows what it means. What exactly does it mean in this context that Pinchas is given the bris shalom? So one group of Mefarshim, led by the Ibn Ezra and others, suggest that it means a protection from the Goel Hadam or other enemies who might have wanted to exact revenge on Pinchas. After all, Zimri was not just a person who presumably had a family who loved him, who would want revenge. He was the Nasi of the tribe of Shimon. There might have been other tribesmen or other people who were fans or Talmidim, if you were, of Zimri. He was a prominent person, and they might have wanted to take revenge on Pinchas, and therefore he could have spent the rest of his life under the cloud of worry that someone was going to kill him, that he'd be always at risk for a revenge killing because of what he did. Therefore Hashem says, I'm intervening, I have your back, as it were, I promise you, you are safe. No one will take revenge, not the family, not the friends of Zimri. You are safe, says Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have a bris shalom, nothing will happen to you. Another interpretation is suggested by the Seforno, as well as Rabbeinu Bachaye, that the bris shalom here means protection and peace from the Malach HaMabes, from the angel of death. That is to say, that Pinchas is blessed with an exceedingly long life, an uncharacteristically long life, longer even than other of his biblical contemporaries. And in fact, they point out that we have numerous indications from Tanakh where Pinchas seems to be living many, many, many centuries into the future, way beyond the initial generation of the Midbar in which he currently lived in the stories that we're reading. Even in the time of Plagues B'Givah and other such stories, we see indications of Pinchas still living. And the Midrash, which is the basis of the Sforno Rabbeinu Bachaye, who make this point, say that Pinchas lived this incredibly long life. This goes beyond the fact, this goes in addition to the fact that there are some Midrashim who seem to say that Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. So maybe he didn't even just live long, maybe he has never even died. But even if you assume that Pinchas died, it's clear they say, based on Midrashim, that Pinchas lived a much longer life than most of his contemporaries, and they say that's what's being hinted at as this first reward, the reward for killing Zimri and Cozbi, the reward for halting the plague was a bris shalom, a bris of long life. A next interpretation is offered by the Netziv, a very beautiful and important interpretation in the Hamegdavar, where the Netziv says that the shalom here is not peace from any external enemy, not the relatives of Zimri, not even from the angel of death, but rather an inner peace. Shalom pnimi, an inner peace. Because they explain, Hamegdavar explains that the gravest threat that Pinchas faced at this moment was something that could have affected him and afflicted him internally. Somebody who did what Pinchas did, such an incredibly violent act, even though it was clearly a legitimate action, clearly moral, clearly endorsed by Hashem in our psukim, nevertheless, the natural result of such an act would have been to live a life of inner turbulence, of anxiety, of having a quick temper, of never being at ease, never being at peace with himself, of being irritable and just unhappy. And therefore, he gets the greatest gift, says the Netziv, that of shalom, of inner peace, that all those natural negative reactions, the natural negative impact or result that his actions should have had on him, Hashem says, I'm intervening to make sure that that does not happen. Even when you do a legitimate and absolutely correct and moral act of violence like Pinchas, it could have negative impact on the person. And therefore Hashem says, despite what could have naturally happened, I, God, am intervening to protect you, to give you an inner peace, not to worry about becoming irritable or upset because of what you've done. Last but not least is the remarkable interpretation of Rav Schoenfeld Hirsch, who also seems to explain that it's not so much a gift or a reward, rather a statement of affirmation, an unambiguous statement affirming the correctness and the morality of Pinchas' action, that it was an action of shalom, even though it looks at first glance to the naked eye as an act of war, of violence. We don't usually think of war or violence or killing as furtherance of peace, says Rav Hirsch, but we make a mistake. True peace, says Rav Hirsch, can only come not between men, but when all mankind are living in consonance and consistent with the values and the laws of Hashem. And therefore, when you have such a violent, or should I say an extreme breach of that standard, the immorality that was being done by Zimri with Cosby and the other Jewish people, which brought this deadly plague, so by halting that, even in such an extreme and violent way, by halting that, Hashem wants us to know that what Pinchas did wasn't just correct or good, but it was actually a truly act of peace. What seems like such an act of war, if you will, killing another person or killing two people, was actually an action of peace. And all those people who were watching on the side, even if they were sincerely upset by it, but they weren't furthering peace. But in fact, it was Pinchas's action that, even though it was violent, but nevertheless, that was truly an act of peace. His action was the basis of true peace, because true peace sometimes can only be accomplished, so to speak, by the tip of the spear. And Pinchas is an example of that. And Hashem wants us to understand on a deeper level the nature of his action.